Done with frizz? Say goodbye to that poof. Repel humidity and tame those flyaways. One drop, frizz stops with John Frieda Frizzy Serum. Your hair talks and frizz never interrupts. John Frieda Frizzy Serum. One drop, frizz stops.
Only from John Frieda.
Want to make your blonde blonde? Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection by John Frieda lightens and brightens hair two full shades to give you your best blonde every day. Your hair talks. Make a statement with Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection. Only from John Frieda.
The Grizzlies got the win they needed on Friday to clinch the seventh seed. Now the Spurs upcoming. There was also a game on Sunday, but well, it was a bit of an afterthought. We'll discuss it a little bit, but we'll really start to turn the page toward the playoffs as you listen to this edition of Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome into the Monday edition of Locked On Grizzlies. My name is Peter Edmiston, and I appreciate you guys joining us. Apologies for not being able to give you a pod on Friday. Had some issues that kind of cropped up at the last minute that kept us from doing that, but this one will hopefully go some way towards making up for it, because we'll talk a little bit about what happened over the weekend in an eventful Friday night, at least in the sense that the Grizzlies won the game and Mike Conley had a big night. They needed to get the win and they got it. Sunday's game, less eventful, but we'll discuss that, start to turn the page towards the playoffs. So all of that on the way. Thank you so much for being a part of the pod. Thank you for all of the reviews and all the subscriptions and all that great stuff. That's awesome. And a big thank you to our friends at GrizzEssentials.com. My wife was at the game on Sunday wearing a Grizz Essentials shirt, as a matter of fact, and looking fantastic in it, as you can and anyone else can too, by going to GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. That's GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. Get that first month free with the promo code playoffs. That's playoffs, because you know we're starting the playoffs coming up here in the next few days. So that promo code will work for you to get that first month of great service free. If you want to be the Grizz fan that's got all the cool gear, it's got different stuff that you're going to love, stuff that's really unique, stuff that's special, not just shirts, not just hats, maybe socks, maybe pins, maybe some jewelry, maybe a mug. You never know what's coming in that box, but it's going to be something really, really cool. It's going to be a lot of different things that you're going to really enjoy. Check it out. Again, GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. You can see a lot of the things that they've already done in boxes past, so you can get an idea of what's going to be coming, even some stuff for your dog sometimes, which is really cool. So check that out. Again, GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. Promo code playoffs gets you that first month absolutely free of charge. So as I mentioned, the Grizzlies, with the win on Friday against the Knicks, they clinch that seventh spot. They will take on the Spurs coming up starting this weekend. That's right, the playoffs are this weekend. Can you believe it? It's finally happening. One regular season game left, that on Wednesday against the Dallas Mavericks. And the Grizzlies taking it easy for the most part. No practice for them today, coming off of yesterday's loss to the Detroit Pistons. But really, you know, that game, I think for fans, I know certainly for me and, you know, a lot of folks that were there, it just, you knew the game was an afterthought. You knew the game was, it had to be played. It was on the schedule, but the Pistons had fallen out of playoff contention, and the Grizzlies have nothing to play for. It doesn't matter whether they win or lose. They're locked in the seventh seed. So this game was just perfunctory, and it felt that way. But to be fair, David Fizdale used it as kind of an opportunity for growth from the young players, and they did not exactly overwhelm in that fourth quarter. But that's what you want to do. And I talked to Deontay Davis after the game a little bit, and he was just excited for the opportunity to get out there with his fellow young guys and try to establish a little bit of chemistry with that group. That's really the only thing that you can take from this game from that standpoint. You know, the team, I think, took a lot of joy and some good things from the first half performance against the Pistons. because it was okay. It was all right, and the Grizzlies played a reasonably normal rotation. But in the second half, the game kind of started to get to be kind of, you know, silly and garbage time, that kind of thing, at least in terms of the competitive aspect of it. Now, it wasn't silly for the players that were involved, and it wasn't silly for the young guys to get those minutes. But from a competitive endeavor and from a fan-watching standpoint, you could see that it was pretty ugly. The offense was pretty ugly, and it's to be expected. I mean, the combinations that were out there are not combinations that you normally are going to see. Now, after a big night on Friday night and a 15-point night against the Pistons Sunday, Mike Conley has clinched a 20-point-per-game season. Now, in an era of Russell Westbrook with an incredible, incredible performance again, knocking Denver out of the playoffs and sealing Portland as the eighth seed in the West, 50-point triple-double again, including a last-second shot to win the game for Russ, his 42nd triple-double of the year. I mean, the superlatives are crazy. In a year where you have that, and you have James Harden with 63 double-doubles, which is a record for his position, and him averaging, you know, he's got 21 triple-doubles. I mean, in most seasons, that would be incredible. In this season, it's nothing compared to Russ. In those seasons, for Mike Conley to average 20 a game and to think that that is notable is probably, you know, a little silly in some respects, but it's really important, and it shows a lot of growth scoring the ball from Mike. It doesn't seem like as much compared to those guys, but those guys have different jobs and different roles and different offense than what Mike Conley is asked to do. His scoring has popped up because David Fizdale wanted him to score more, and David Fizdale set the offense up. Fizdale really had this in mind from the very beginning. I talked to him about that a few weeks ago, and he said this is kind of what I envisioned from Mike Conley. And Mike is the best. We talked about the efficiency numbers, you know, the synergy numbers, that kind of thing from Mike and his ability to catch, you know, catch and shoot, coming off the dribble, off screens, that kind of stuff. You know, he's really talented, and he's one of the elite shooters in those respects in the game. You know, not like just for guards or what. I mean, you name it. Go up and down the list. He's one of the elite guys by any standard. And that matters. That matters a lot because that's what Fizdale had envisioned for Mike Conley. That's what he had envisioned that he would be. And the Grizzlies don't have, I mean, obviously they don't have a lot of shooters, just historically. And even this year when there's been a little more of an emphasis on it, they just don't have a whole lot of them. So for Mike Conley to be shooting, you know, 52% off screens this year, that's impressive, to say the least. You know, that puts him tops in the league among players that have over 100 possessions of those off-screen shots in terms of points per possession, and by a big margin. In fact, if you look at the numbers, and I will specifically, so if you isolate it to just players who have taken 100 or more such shots, there's not a ton of those guys, but those are really the high bulk guys, the guys that you certainly know all of them. Mike is hugely ahead of guys like Steph Curry. Mike averages 1.32 points per possession, shooting 64% effective field goal percentage. Steph Curry, who now he's had twice as many possessions, but that's just the nature of their offense. He averages 1.16 points per possession, shooting 59% effective field goal percentage. Isaiah Thomas is third, also 1.16. Kevin Durant fourth, 1.14. Gordon Hayward fifth at 1.1. CJ McCollum is sixth. Kyle Korver seventh, J.J. Redick eighth, Marco Bellinelli, believe it or not, is ninth, Klay Thompson 10th, and Kristaps Porzingis, interestingly enough, is the 11th guy. But I stop at 11 because those are the only 11 out of those that have 100 or more of those possessions that average at least 1 point per possession. And Mike Conley laps the field in this category. And, you know, when you combine both usage and efficiency, very impressive stuff. And it really goes some way towards justifying the faith that Fizdale had in Conley to be this guy off the ball. And it shows you again why it's vital that the Grizzlies find somebody better in the near future, next year, for example, to actually be that secondary ball handler, so that you can put Mike Conley off the ball more often and feel more comfortable doing it and have better lineups when he has an opportunity to do it. It's just not something that right now they can really get a great deal of confidence in and faith in, because it requires that you play a guy alongside Mike who's just not that great. And when you get into the postseason, are you really going to feel confident playing, you know, those Andrew Harrison and Mike Conley lineups against the Spurs? That one I'm not so sure about. So yeah, I think that's going to be vital for the Grizzlies next year, and in this year, in the meantime, going to have to figure out something when it comes to that matchup. Going to have to figure out something when it comes to getting Mike Conley off the ball against the Spurs. That we will have to see. For all that's been discussed about the playoffs, they are starting, and I think you'll see a similar schedule probably this year. We don't know any of the numbers. In fact, I don't think we'll know anything officially until later on in the week. I think, you know, even the NBA at this point, because they don't know what's going to happen in the Eastern Conference. The West is set, but the Eastern Conference is not, and so they don't know how they're going to put things across the TV landscape. I think you can pretty well bet, you know. Now, before I continue that, remember that there will be local TV for the first round of the playoffs. Now, the second round and beyond, there is no local TV, but for the first round, there is. So you'll still be able to see the Grizzlies on you know, normal Fox Sports Southeast, all that stuff. With Pete and Brevin and Fish and the whole crew. But for those that are watching outside of the market or national TV, I would assume, I don't know what the schedule is going to look like, but I would guess that this game is going to, or this series is going to end up on NBA TV. A lot of it. It is, you know, you've got Kawhi Leonard, who is going to be very high up in the MVP ranking, but other than that, yeah, there's not a tremendous amount of star power. The Spurs, while they are a very, very good team and a historically excellent one, they are not typically a big draw, and they're not typically all that exciting to watch. The Grizzlies certainly are not a big draw outside of our market and are not terribly exciting as well. These games, if you remember the first half of the last Grizzlies-Spurs game, that's how the Grizzlies are going to want to play the series. Just make it ugly, nasty, as slow, and, you know, just keep the pace glacial, then you would expect that the series is going to look like that, which means that that's not one that the networks are going to be clamoring over. Therefore, I think you'll see a fair bit of NBA TV for this series. But, I mean, it's one for the purists, but that doesn't really matter. It's a playoff series, and I think it's actually, as we've talked about before on the show, and we'll continue throughout the week, but I do think that it's the best matchup for the Grizzlies going forward. I think it's the one that gives them the best opportunity to actually win the series. You know, as much as you can talk about, you know, talent and history and Popovich and the whole thing, and that's all very accurate. The Spurs are historically very, very good. They are talented. Popovich is the best coach, you know, one of the best coaches of all time. I think he's perennially the coach of the year. He just does a fabulous job. All that stuff is true, but it also means that this is a matchup that's much more favorable for the Grizzlies personnel, in particular Zach Randolph, who I think you can play in this series without too much penalty. Whereas, you know, against Houston or one of these other teams, I think that there would be a substantial penalty potentially for playing Zach on the defensive end. And I don't know that the Spurs can exact that same toll in the same way. So this is one of those things that remains to be seen. I think that a lot of the fear factor comes from that name and just from what the Spurs have done to the Grizzlies matchup wise of late, but I think it's a little bit of a different matchup. It's a little bit of a different Spurs team. I know the Grizzlies, at least in the locker room, when I talked to a lot of the guys, you know, you're balancing that fine line of trying to prepare for, you know, for example, the Pistons game on Sunday, while also really making sure that you keep in mind that all of this is for the playoffs. The playoffs have been set. All that stuff is done, so you can't help but start to turn the page. And, you know, Tony Allen even talked a little bit about how they were putting some things in with the Spurs kind of in mind. You know, they're working on some stuff behind the scenes to get ready for the Spurs. I don't know that they necessarily executed it on the court, but it's stuff that they're working on to keep themselves fresh and to start to put that game plan in. You know, Mike Conley said it's something you have to kind of trick yourself into playing these games and trick yourself into, you know, really putting that game as a priority when you know really it doesn't matter. The outcome is not really relevant. What does matter is trying to get sharp and to get your work in. So that was the outcome of this game was utterly irrelevant. The fact the Pistons won doesn't matter. It was about getting those guys sharp and ready. And in that sense, I think that they accomplished what they needed to do. You know, the Grizzlies, as I mentioned, will practice again coming up on Tuesday. But for today, no practice for the Grizzlies, just a day of preparation, a day of mental preparation, of getting, you know, some of that fatigue out and getting set for the postseason, which we will continue to do here on Locked On Grizzlies as we start to look ahead to the postseason. We start to look ahead to the matchup with the Spurs and really, really hone in on it. As always, if you have any questions or anything that you'd like to ask or talk about, please let me know. On Twitter is the easiest way to do it, at Peter Edmiston. Just go ahead and fire me off a message at Peter Edmiston. Again, thank you, as always, for listening to Locked On Grizzlies. Thank you for being a part of the podcast. If you want to subscribe, you know how to do it. Just click that subscribe button. That would be great. If you want to leave a review, that would be awesome. And if you want to advertise here on the podcast and reach a ton of really awesome listeners, get in touch with me and we will make all of that happen for you. Again, thanks so much for being a part of the podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow when you continue to be locked on Grizzlies.